Good morning. My name is Mikey Mangum, and this is City Daily. I had a friend ask me recently, when do I slow down? What they were getting at is, when do I take a break? Now, I've worked hard to remove the self-induced pressure of a works-based life, so there's definitely been work done to add rhythms and practices to rejuvenate, to rest, and to create some margin. But as our conversation went on, it turned more to a focus of finding peace. In all reality, with a young family, leadership responsibility within two businesses, and a desire to stay healthy and remain in the gym, a fuller schedule is a byproduct of this season. But how do I find peace in the midst of a busy schedule, in the midst of big decisions, lots of responsibility? How do we find peace in a world that seems uptight, unable to sit still or slow down, and often unable to rest? Not just sleep or chill, but truly switch off the stress or anxiety-driven mental motor. I think if we can get this right, we're automatically set apart. We create a better life for ourselves, and we also become magnetic to some desperate souls around us. There's a group that I get to coach of young 20-something-year-old movers and shakers, and we've recently been talking about the full armor of God from Ephesians. It's also something I've been teaching to my eldest, at least to the degree a four-year-old can grasp it. But here's an interesting revelation that I can really just scratch the surface on right now. But it's this idea that the shoes of peace are for daily wear. Along with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, this is not just battle time attire, as you would assume with armor, but this is consistent and constant peace that we get to put on daily. And a key point there is it's our choice to put those shoes of peace on. The result of it is calm amongst the chaos for ourselves, but also for others. That's the power we get to walk in. Not only do we take peace with us wherever we go, but we get to deliver it to others too. Now, I'm a real practical guy, so I'm all for the concept of putting on shoes. But what does that actually look like in my life? How do I actually practice this? And so I was directed to Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, it's a popular verse, so I'm sure you've heard it before. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's as simple as this. It's an exchange. The big things and the little things we're called to pray about, just as Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, we're to ask and give gratitude to God. And in exchange for that, there's peace and protection for your heart and minds. A study found that one act of intentional gratitude can cause an immediate increase of 10% in happiness and a reduction of 35% in depressive symptoms. So there's a little bit of a combo of scripture and science there for you. But the long and short of it is this: lay your burdens, big and small, with gratitude for what God has already done or blessed you with, at the foot of the cross. And in exchange for that, we get unexplainable peace that guards our hearts and minds. We don't have to know exactly how that exchange takes place or what God's up to behind the scenes. We're just called to bring it all to Him and add our gratitude into the mix of those prayers. And that's what we get in return. In my opinion, that's a pretty great deal. So my encouragement to myself in this season and any other, my encouragement to you is to make sure that we're applying this principle so that we can make the most of this life and also give something to others that they're so desperately in search of. Peace is tangible. Let this body of believers have that aura of something different about us. And I think it begins with a boldness that comes from a different level of peace amidst trials, strife, and chaos. My prayer for you in this season is that you trust God with the exchange. Present everything that's swimming through your mind to Him with gratitude and receive a peace that guards your heart and your mind throughout all that you're walking through in this life.